Digital Media Insider, Episode 28, The Mind of the Maker, October 30, 2008. Welcome to Digital Media Insider from O'Reilly.com. On our website, we explore the future of audio, video, and photography to help you get more creative with technology. I'm David Bettino, and I edit the audio section of the site. Back in episode 26, One Glorious Note, I spoke with the Fat Man about instruments that make wonderful, unexpected sounds. Instruments like the brake drum and Hammond organ. The Mini Moog Voyager. And the spicy Excaliburito, a synthesizer that sounds amazing, partly because the Fat Man's friend Tom wired it up wrong.
Here it goes, off.
In the second half of our conversation, we turn to wonderful, unexpected sound effects, especially the ones you make yourself.
There are just a whole lot of things in the world that start sounding good the second you start making noise on them. Bubble paper is like that. And big water jugs, plastic water jugs, glass water jugs are like that.
Oh, my kids made something the other day where they, you know, those Gertie balls, the kind of rubbery inflatable balls?
Yeah, like playground balls?
No, they're even lighter weight than that, and they're kind of slimy feeling.
I don't know those.
It's kind of like a super heavy-duty balloon, but they filled it halfway with water, and it keeps, left it on the floor, and it doesn't leak because it's such a super high-density rubber, but every once in a while I'll stumble into it in the middle of the night, and it makes this amazing gushing sound.
Yeah. Does it sound like a water drum?
No, it's just a slosh of water, but it's somehow amplified by the curves of the balloon or something.
You have a recording assignment.
I do.
Yeah.
Another thing that sounds good, says the Fat Man, is PVC tubing.
And the Blue Man Group has completely exploited that.
Mm.
But for some reason, PVC plumbing just always sounds good no matter what you do with it.
I like the attitude that you take, which reminded me of the whole maker aesthetic and Tom putting the switches in upside down and getting something that was, you know, surprisingly cooler and just going with it instead of pulling it apart and doing it right.
It's the cure for what's wrong. One of the major things that's a downer these days is people buy their cool.
Mm.
You know, it's not so important that everybody suffer in order to get somewhere. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a really nice experience to make up your own slogan and put it on your own t-shirt, rather than look around for a t-shirt that says what, you know, that says what the character that you like says. Even if it is taking the slogan that the character that you like says and putting it on a t-shirt. You know, what's happening at comic book conventions and anime conventions and Renaissance fairs and what's happening at maker fairs and what's happening on YouTube with the anime music videos and other videos that people are making. Instead of just going down to Kmart and buying something that some dude decided that your generation likes, if you mess with it, then it's kind of more yours, and there's a certain blessing that goes along with that. You know, my buddy and I in high school used to say, it's not mine till I fuck with it.
Mm.
You know, you get a brand new guitar, and the first thing that you do is, you know, change the knobs. Why? I don't know. It's a territorial thing. I used to think it was a territorial thing, like you're peeing on it. All right, now it's mine. I am its boss. But there's something deeper and more awesome than that about making things, especially about fixing things that were broken. And I don't know why, but this seems to really shine around fixing musical instruments and tools. Next on the list, and probably equally high, are things like making clothes and cooking food.
Hmm.
But there's something that's right about it, something that feels more like what we were born to do, and less like something we've been convinced to do by the television station. For some reason, though, if a friend or a loved one tricks you into it, it's okay. I don't know why that is. But like when you're sitting around, especially for guys, when you're sitting around with a bunch of guys and one guy says, oh, you know, it'd be awesome. You
know, that's your clue. Huh?
Let's get on the lawnmower and see how far it'll go on one tank of gas. These are the great leaps of imagination that fool us out of our boundaries.
It's the juxtaposition, isn't it? It's the seeing the two symbols, and where like you see the paint can and you think, well, what if I punched a hole inside of that and I could put it on top of my turntable and make a Leslie speaker out of it?
Yeah, it's like seeing a pattern.
Mm.
The mind thirsts for that, for seeing a pattern, identifying a pattern in what would otherwise be chaos. Oh, the best things seem to come from young people who get a leap of imagination. One of my friends had a kid who realized that it would be possible. Now, we're in Austin, and 2 hours away, there's a water park called Schlitterbahn, and young Max decided that he could build a little go-kart. You know, he could put wheels onto a piece of wood and put a water balloon launcher on it and drive it down to Schlitterbahn and bomb people with water balloons off of his little cart. And he was so freaking sure he could do it that when his parents said that he couldn't do it, it just really wiped him out, because his brain had gotten around it. He'd pictured it. He'd sat up in bed and said, oh my God, I could do this. I remember feeling that way about thinking I could get a pet alligator and I could walk it to school. Would that be the coolest thing in the world? And I felt that way about my Rolls Royce. And I think I felt that way about, you know, oh my God, I could hook up the Moog to the PAIA. There's sort of a, oh my God, I could do this. I could run the organ through Dad's amp. All I need to do is this and this and this. But on the topic of fixing instruments, I can walk you through a couple of the instruments that I've gotten broken, and kind of explain what the process was for fixing them and kind of what I use them for.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe why the quirks in them make them better than if they hadn't been fixed.
And even stuff like your faux surround system that you set up with all the hodgepodge of stuff.
I think there
are just so many interesting, I don't know if that would come across in a podcast, but just the idea of whacking things together and then something beautiful comes out of it.
Yeah, you know, I've had people more and more often say, I always aspired to have a studio like on the cover of Mix Magazine. And now, after working here, I don't want that anymore.
Hmm.
I think that it was Scott Snyder yesterday, when he was leaving, pointed to two little piles of junk by the door. One of them is a big panel of speakers that I threw together to test various configurations of speakers for slot machines. It's just like 8 or 10 or 12 speakers on a panel with a bunch of switchers on it and an amplifier, and it's all hot glued together. And the other thing is a kitty litter bucket that's full of the parts of a Casio 10-something.
CZ-101, that little one?
Yeah. No, it's not a CZ-101. It's one bigger. Hang on, I'm going to disconnect and go look at it. Doggone it, you're right. It is a CZ-101, but it's not the little sampling one.
Oh, yeah. CZ-101 was a synth, and the...
That was an SK-1.
SK-1, you're right.
Which is awesome! So I've got two CZ-101s that people gave me. One of them I couldn't fix. The other one I fixed. And the fixed one is just really nice. For a while, the one that I couldn't fix, I had running, and it was in broken mode, and it just sounded great, because it went... totally malfunctioning. So now one is spare parts for the other one. But yeah, those are the things, you know, just having buckets of cool stuff, of potential parts for a...
It's the Lego thing, right? You just start plugging stuff together and you never know what you're going to get. But
yeah, and you know what? You know what? Everything is Legos. It all fits. It's not readily apparent how. But, you know, there's something absolute about it, you know. There's something about the way that things fit together. It's an important activity, and it's fundamental to us to just look at all the stuff around us and fit it together in ways that nobody ever told us to.
That's great. Hey, I was thinking it would be fun to run a little contest along with this episode.
Yeah.
Have people maybe send in a photo of something interesting musical that they've whacked together.
Yeah.
And then give out a copy of some make swag.
Yeah, and they've got to have a sound clip. Hear that, people? We're telling you now. We're announcing it. You got to have a sound clip, too. And it can be just a bad sound clip, like off your telephone or something. But and Dave, you got to start the ball rolling with your ball full of water.
Yeah, I'll do that. So we can we'll put that up on the forum at O'Reilly.
Let's start a forum that is nothing but a photo of a whack instrument that somebody mostly built or modified radically. And when you click on the photo or on a spot near it, it plays a sound clip from that. And that's all.
Yeah.
And people can add to this museum. And it's the museum of what, Dave? What do we call it? The Hall of Noise.
I like the kitty litter bucket full of Casio parts.
Okay. Let's give people a place to show off their noisemakers, even if it's just a doorstop that they like to pluck. You know, the springy doorstops?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
God, I love those.
I like the ruler on the edge of the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't used that sound since, yesterday. Oh, God, this is going to be good.
You can upload your stories, photos, and sound effects at forums.oreilly.com. Just go to the audio forum and click the Great Big Kitty Litter Bucket of Casio Parts link. For links to some of the projects a fat man has written up for Make magazine, see the show notes at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. You've been listening to Digital Media Insider, the official podcast of the O'Reilly Digital Media site. Visit us at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. And let us know what creative technologies you'd like to explore. You can now download all 28 episodes of Digital Media Insider for free. You can also subscribe to the podcast and get each new episode automatically as soon as we upload it. Just search for Digital Media Insider on iTunes. For O'Reilly Digital Media, I'm David Pitino.
It all fits. It's not readily apparent how.